All right, good tovach, welcome back. We're in the middle of Sif Vav. Sif Vav really has two parts to it. The first half of Sif Vav talks about the part of Mashkin, who's allowed to take a Mashkin, and where you're allowed to take a Mashkin from. And the second half of Sif Vav, which we hope Yachem to cover tonight, talks about actually what Mashkin you're allowed to take. There are limitations. You can't chap every single Mashkin. There are other Yisurim involved. We're basically done with the first half. I just want to revisit the Ksais and mention maybe a few more points. We discussed last time that the Ksais has a Chiddush. He had a problem that a person wants to go to a Din Torah and make sure that he has the upper hand, so he would first take the Mashkin before he goes to Beis Din. And then when he comes to Beis Din, now he has a tiny, he has a Migo because he has the Chafetz, so he's believed against the Nitva that the Nitva owes him money, so if the Nitva tries to deny it, but he has money or Chafetz of the Nitva in his possession. And the Ksai says you can't do it B'Toris Mashkin, you only could do it B'Toris Gviya, that you have to take it to collect from, and even that the Ksai had a problem. How could you take a B'Toris Gviya, Mansh? Shamlach, every time you take something as a gviya, you need a shuma of a bezdin. And since there was no shuma done, so man shamlach, you can't, by default, it can't be a gviya. It has to be a mashkin. Because until you establish the price, until you have a shuma's bezdin, it cannot be a gviya. It has to be a mashkin. That's the ksais's problem. And Meli says it's a chin, it's a problem. And we discussed the teres and the rivosh that you could take the mashkin. Beteris Gviya, not Beteris Magi, Beteris Gviya. I who did a Shuma, you take it al das, that you're going to bring it to Beis Din, and Beis Din will make the Gviya for you. So you're not going to do really anything with it until Beis Din gives you a proper amount and assesses it. So they'll give you a Shuma on for that Gviya. That was, I failed to mention a very important point, and that is that even late Ksois, that holds that you're not allowed to do this because you need a Shuma, Beis Din, and Man Shamlach, that's only by a Chafetz that needs a Shuma. But if I could get my hands on cash that doesn't need a shuma, somehow I know where he has money and I can get help myself to that money, then that's not a problem. You don't have a problem man shamlach on money. It's the shuma is built in. If it's $100, $100, whatever it is, you don't need a shuma. Memeli, even the ksais would be moida that you're allowed to chap the person's money. He just has a problem. You can't chap his chayfetz. And Baruch Hashem, the Evan Azel, Rav Issazal Mitaka says this lahedya. It's in Hilchus Niske Momin, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel, that Avad, if you chap money, it's not a problem, even like Tiksais. And it's Nafka means even Ladidan. It means even though we hold you could chap Chveitzim like the Rivosh, Amanas to get a Shuma from Beis Din. But again, that's only by Chveitzim you need to chap with that understanding. But Avad, if you're chapping money, then it's Mutta, no problem. You're doing a Beteris Gviya, it's no problem because you don't need a Shuma.
This Mashkin is after 30 days.
Whenever he gives man a peroin, and now he owes me money, so now I want to take the chayfetz as a peroin. I want to take it as a peroin.
Can I search his house for money?
Am I allowed to search his house for money? You're not allowed to go into his house to search for a mashkin. I'm searching the house for a gviya. You're taking the money as a gviya, so luchay, why not?
Just grab drawers and everything.
I mean, we'll go into other issues of trespassing, but yeah, but luchay, you should be fine.
If you're taking money, so just take it and give him back the change and finish, that's it.
Take the money and...
took money, cash.
Right.
So we say, what's the problem? You just took it, and now give him back the change.
So you're taking Bataryas Gviya. You're allowed to take it Bataryas Gviya. But if you're in a company, if you could get your hands on money, you could take it Bataryas Gviya. You can't take Bataryas Mashkin, you could take it Bataryas Gviya.
That's only on the mulva.
Right, then we're going to see. But Lina, we'll get to it hopefully tonight, that's even better. Okay, we'll see. Okay, let me discuss a couple more nekudas here before we go weiter. And that is, it says, in Bola Mashkin Shalei B'Shas Havasa, if you're trying to take the Mashkin Shalei B'Shas Havasa, remember the Malva has an Issa, Sai, Alav, Deraisa, where we paskin not to enter the person's house, and even to chap him in the street and grab something out of his possession, that's also Alav of Lisavi al Beisai. Okay, that's how the Mechaba paskins. What would be if the loiva is no longer alive, and now you're trying to chap from the loiva's yorshim? Do you still have this issa that you're now allowed to be mamashkin? Are you allowed to take a mashkin from yorshim or not? That's the shayla. And the Minchas Chinuch in the end of Mitzvah Tavkuf Pei Hei clears the shayla. The reason why he has a clear on the shayla is because, as we're going to see, which you just mentioned, that the issa of Mashkin is only lebeisai of a loiva. If he's not a loiva, if he's an arev, or if it's from mazik, or gzeilo, or gnevo, or schiris, or who knows what, if it's for other issues, not halva, then you're allowed to take a mashkin. You don't have the itza loisavo. It's only loisavo el beisai, velo lo beisai shalarev. So Zakta Min Cheskinik, maybe we can make a similar drasha. Loisavo el beisai, velo lo beisai shal yorshim. And from yorshim, you're allowed to have a mashkin. Maybe. And he's mesupik, v'tzar chiyin. I saw there's a Chuvis Beis Yitzchak in Erech Chaim in Simin Zayin. After the Chuvis, he has Beshulei HaMechtav, it's Agav, he brings it in. He's also Mesopik, but for a whole different reason, he's clarifying that maybe the Chiv that are on the Yorshim Tepe is only a Shibin Nechos and not a Shibin Aguf. And Mamele, they automatically have the same din as an Orev. You don't need to make your own drasha lebeisay v'lo lebeisay shal yarshim. They are an orev. That's all they are. The nechasim that the yarshim are meshubit to pay are only midin arvitz. Mameli wants to say they'll be nismayt. Then he brings right. No, they do have a shibit aguf. So maybe it's not an orev. He starts handling.
How did you have a shibit aguf on yarshim? I didn't want the money.
Is it just a mitzvah for yarshim, or is it a chiyuv?
It's a chiv on the Yoshim.
The
pay of the chiv. But what's the chiv? The chiv if they have the chosim. They don't have the chosim that they inherited. They don't have the chiv. It means it's not a personal chiv. It's a chiv to give over assets from the estate, from the Yerusha. So he starts clearing if they'll have a shibit nechasim only, or even a shibit aguf. Then he brings the right that they do have a shibit aguf. It's really not our sugi now, but that's how he's clearing that maybe they'll have a din of an arev like that. But then, and then he brings a minchas chinuk. Then minchas chinuk makes his own drasha lebeisah veloy lebeisah shal arev who adin lebeisah veloy lebeisah shal yarshim. Both of them at the end of the day bleib tzarachin. So halacha lemaisa, we don't know what to do. All right, I guess it's a sniff for some reason, but they both bleib tzarachin. On that shayla. Another shayla. The Beis Ephraim has the following case.
Don't say
that the yarshin is the chayv. That means that they have to pay back the chayv. But they're not the loiva. They weren't the loiva that I lent the money to. I lent the money to the father. So for them, maybe just like an arev also has to pay.
But part of the money belongs to the lender.
Part of the money, they owe the money to the lender.
So when they're yashin, the chayv is also
true, but they're not the loiva. So maybe it's not part of the drasha. That's a shayla. Another, here's a blitz heter from the Beis Ephraim. This is wild. He's mechadish that this issa of mashkin is only if you chap it by force, you chap it aide tfisa. But if you concoct a way to fool the loiva to give you his item, then that's not a problem. And let's worry about Gnevis Das and Sheker another time. But if you concoct a way how to get it out of, then get out of him, so to speak, voluntarily, it's not a problem. Here's the story. The story was, is the loiva owes you money, and you see that it's very difficult to be paid back. You want a mashkin, but you can't get a mashkin. You're not allowed to take a mashkin. What are you going to do? So you go over to the loiva, you set up a case, and you go over to the loiva, you want to buy an item off of him, and you'll pay him tomorrow. And lav dafka has to be you. You could set up a third party to do this, to buy an item from the loiva. You buy the item, and then right after you buy the item, you tell the loiva, kultiv, I'm not paying you, because I'm not taking this item to buy. I'm really taking this item as a mashkin. I had no intent to buy in the first place. So you end up with a mashkin, and he gave it to you willingly, because he was fooled to believe that he's selling you something, even though he wasn't. I'm a male, it's no problem. You got the mashkin, so to speak, voluntarily, without force. You didn't snatch it from him. You weren't mashkin bal korcha. You took it willingly, so to speak, well, by a bit of false pretense, but he gave it to you willingly, and mamela, it's not a problem.
Ksais
only need a shuma when you want to do a gvi, you want to be paid. I'm taking a b'taris mashkin. I am now allowed to take b'taris mashkin because of a lav leisav al beisoy. That's only if you chap from him. I didn't chap anything. I fooled him to give it to me.
Now, how do you ever figure out then the value?
So you don't. Rather, you're allowed to chap even more than the chayv. It's really not for now. Maybe later. Sorry? Okay, fine. Okay, but you don't even need the goals of stam. There's no ism. The isa leisav al beis is when you chap by force. Here I set up. Now he got it says it's a problem to do this because he says that dvarim shebleiv einam dvarim. Memela, just because you now say that you chapped it as a mashkin, so what? But you told him you're buying it, so you really bought it. So you're going to have to pay him for that chayfetz. But so to Beit Zafrayim, what you do is like this. You make a mysterious mada, you go in front of Edom, that I'm going to buy a chayfetz from that guy, but I really don't mean to buy. I'm in front of the Edom. I'm only doing it to get a mashkin, and then you can carry through it the whole thing. So you made a mada, so it's no problem of that the people are going to, that's chal as a mecca, because you have Edom saying that it wasn't chal as a mecca, and you got your mashkin kid in, because you didn't forcefully take it from him. He gave it to you willingly. A blitz chiddush. You can look up a Beit Zafrayim, a Choshe Mishpat, Simen Ayin Vav, a big venira. He brings a one raya from the Gemara, very shrach raya. He brings a raya that it says, starts handling it, whether it works, it doesn't work, because the problem with Shechav L'Acherim, and but Shlichus may be like Rashi, Taisis, Makleikus, maybe Shlichus is better. He says, what's going on? What happened to this Issan? It's Ein Shlich L'Dva Averi, you have an Issan, Halachapa Mashkin. To Memele, he says, must be talking about this type of a case where you dupe the loiva to give it to you willingly. I mean, you can mushulate 100 other cases, like, for example, any type of choiv that's not machmas havah, or eiv mazik, gazan, tzchiris. I mean, we could, endless. And that's where the sugya was said. You could chap on other things, maybe chap money, and if money we don't have the problem. Gviyah, there were many ways to get out of his raya. But he holds venera, he holds it to Minasara that that's not a problem of mashkin, a blitz chiddush. So Shekin Gnev is Das. So that Gerada, really not for now either, but could be that you're allowed to be Meshaker even B'der Gnev is Das if you're taking something Kedin. Okay, and that's even though there's a Gemara, it's really not for now, but there's a Gemara that the Shach brings down. Now let's set up false Edim or make false Tvis in Bezdin, even though you really know that he really owes you the money because it's Sheker. But they say that that's only in Bezdin, because in Bezdin you have a Dim Mitzvah Sheker Tekuk, that you can't be Meshaker the process of a Din Torah. Even though you're right and you're getting the money Kedin, but you're now let it be Meshaker in the Bezdin process. But Chutzla Bezdin, you can do whatever you want, perhaps, to be able to get something which is yours, kedin. If it's kedin, and if you know that the guy owes you money, and you have a right to take a mashkin, but you say he's supposed to give you a mashkin, just you can't, because the Torah says you can't snatch it. So I'll concoct this story to be able to get him to pay me. The what? There are many diyukim here and there. It's really not. You need a whole... Right, it's not poshut at all. There's a rechut amishulet, rechaim v'lojin, has problems with sheker. Everything is not sheker when I chap, but here I'm lying and I'm fooling and duping to be able to chap. That might be different.
I can say that now that I bought the chetetz, and I'm holding the money from the Torah
Mashkin. Oh, so okay, that could be different. Enochanami, that the our place won't discuss that. The Gemara already discusses such a story that the mechir is chal, and now you just withhold the money. Okay, we could discuss that. Fine. All right. I think we can go weiter now. Let's work on the second half of the sif, which, like I said, is now we're dealing. You know what? Maybe I should do the Nesivis now. All right, you know what? I'm going to do a Nesivis now. There's a Nesivis here, Blitz Chiddush and Nesivis. And Nesivis really, the one line of Nesivis really you need, like, I don't know who knows how many Shurim here. We're going to try to just do it quickly, just take out what's Negev for us. The Nesivis says, what would be if you have an investment, which is what we call Chatzi Milva Chatzi Pegodin. Every time Reuven makes an investment with Shimon, and Shimon manages Reuven's money, the deal is 50-50. Chazal say half of the money was sort of lent to Shimon, and the other half of the money is a Pegodin by Shimon. So any profits that are realized, half are Mitzyachis to the Chelek HaMilva, which belongs to the manager, to Shimon, and half is Mitzyachis to the Chelek HaPikodin, which is the money of the investor, which belongs namely to Reuven. And that's why they'll divide the profit. So they're Shutvim in the money. Reuven invests $100 with Shimon, and he would want to get paid back. Somehow Shimon's schlepping his feet. So Reuven would like to chap a mashkin from Shimon to secure his quote-unquote investment. Remember, that investment is half a din of a milva and half is a din of a pekodin. Are you allowed to chapa mashkin? So zokta nesivis, that l'chayra, on the half of the pekodin, you're allowed to chapa mashkin, because the issa of mashkin is not on the chelek pekodin. On the half of the milva, you're now allowed to chapa mashkin, because milva, we have a issa l'isavel basi, now let a chap from a loiva. So you're sort of stuck here. this half you're allowed to. So in theory, then you should be able to chap keneged the $50 of your pekodin. $50 is a pekodin, $50 is a milva. So I can chap keneged my pekodin. Zok nesiv is a chiddush that when I'm already chapping and I have a right to chap for my chelek hapekodin, I'm already allowed to chap even keneged the chelek hamilva. And he goes weiter. And even if the loiva has many, the manager has many items in his house, I can chap a $50 watch. He has two watches. I can chap a $50 watch. I can chap a $100 watch. I'm allowed to go out of my way and bedavka chap the $100 watch to cover the chelek and milva as well, because be'etzem, since I have a right to make this chapping mitzad the pekodin shavoy, so just because I have in mind side the pekodin, side the halva, that's not a problem, because I'm having in mind for adava hamuta the adava ha'asa bevasachas, that's not a problem.
One
chefetz.
You're allowed to have more than the value?
Yes.
So what's the moshav?
Well, I'm doing it not only to cover for my bekodin, but I'm doing it for my halva as well. It means, if, for example, if he'll give me back my $50 of the bekodin, I will not return him this watch until he also gives me back $50 of my halva. So I'm chapping for that too.
But the point is, once you're able to chap for more money, so who cares about lo sabo? It's only the chapping. Once I have it, who cares?
No, but when I chapped it, I didn't chap a bekodin, and then afterthought, I said, you know what, once I have a bekodin, I'll already take it for my halva. I didn't do that. I went into his house and I chapped the watch. I'll shame both the begotten and the halva. And on, to do that on the chelak halva, the chay should be asked midaraisa.
No, I'm just saying, you're saying I could chap for more value, couldn't I?
On the begotten.
Yes. Yeah, so
but I didn't do that. I chapped also for the halva. So since I'm chapping for the chelak halva, it's a problem. I have a mind to do that. So it's a problem.
I have a mind and do it make a difference in terms of the mind.
Okay, so that's the Nesivus' Blitz Chiddush, and he brings a raya from a Gemara. The Gemara says, Raimi Bab Metzia Dav Lamed, the Gemara has a Shaila over there. If you have a Chefet, an Aved, or a Pekodin, you want to be Sheitcha Letzarchai Uletzarcha. You would like to use it in a way, or to be Shatechin in a way that benefits the item itself, which I have a right to do. It's Letzarch the item. I'm Mechuiv to do it, I'm a Shema. And also, I want to use it for myself, and I'll do it in a way that I'll gain the right pleasure from it as well. So it's a tzarchoi or a tzarcho. The Gemara is a shayla, and the Gemara brings a raya from a case of an animal, shetinek v'tidosh psula. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do avoida on the animal. Mishani shani hosam deksiv hashalai uvad b'mekom makom. But I ain't zaka the nesivis. You see from there, the b'mokom delek gzeres akosiv. If you won't have this new gzeres akosiv hashalai uvad ba, muta kishemechavin b'shvil dava hamuta b'shvil dava asa. If you do a maisa, and that maisa, if you had in mind the right thing, is muta. So even though you have in mind also the dava asa, since you're still having in mind the dava muta, therefore it's still muta and you don't have this problem. It's a blitz chiddush nesivus. I mean, this is basically in kol ha'terikul. If you do something that has in it a dava hamuta v'dava ha'asa, and you have a mind for both, will that kasha your ma'isa? Are you allowed to do it? And nesivus holds yes.
So this nesivus holds this is not the kinyan, because the kinyan is tusar kinyan.
Why? It's one kinyan mashkin for both items. For both chayvis. Correct, but I'm doing one kinyan. I'm doing a kinyan that I'll be the bala mashkin. I have to do two kinyanim. One hagva, one abak.
He needs to do two
p'diyas,
right? He has to do two separate. To be paid
the. He has to do two p'diyas, correct, because I'm chapping a keneged both chayvis.
This is two mashkins going out
there. It's one mashkin with one kinyan for two purposes. A dava mut and a dava asa. Anyway, the Avos Chesed in Siman Zayin, the Sif Cotton Bays, has intesat a whole arichas to prove, to be mechiach, not like the Nesivus, Vav Shas. And the problem is that the Stiris in Shas, he himself is married at the Stiris in Shas. I don't know, Kilu, like, it doesn't bother him about the Stiris in Shas, I'm not sure why, but basically is this type of a setup where you have many cases in Shas where you do something silat tzarek hamuta, silat tzarek hasa, is it considered muta or not? And the Avos Chesed comes out that even when it's loy efsha, even when it's impossible to have done it only for the dava mut, let's say the guy only has one thing to chap, one watch worth $100. I can't chap a smaller watch. There's nothing else to chap except for this watch. The Zok Avos Chesed, it's still asa if you mechaven le'isa. If you only mechaven le'isa, it's muta. But if you mechaven le'isa, even when it's loy efsha, it's still going to be also if it's mechaven leisa. A loy efsha become mechaven is also also.
It's going to be
mechaven leisa. I'm mechaven even for the chelak hamilva. I want to take a mashkin even for the chelak hamilva.
If I didn't have that kavana, the ma'isa would be completely more.
Right, but kavana means a lot.
Again, but the ma'isa is for that. So what if I have a fixed?
So I asked, maybe say for cat. Why? But the ma'isa also because I only have the ma'isa kavana for the dava also b'zichah b'yasa. So just because I have the ma'isa kavana also for the dava muta is muta. How do you know you go this way? May go that way. That's what you're having in mind for both. Kavana is something. Kavana is something. I'm being mechaven to do that.
What I'm trying to say is, it's a ma'isa heter. You want to say the kavana?
I think forget. Maybe it's a ma'isa. You're just being mechaven the dava heter too. How do you know which way to go? Teres is my mice is a kavana for both.
More for the hat, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know it's more for the hat. It's 50-50. It's $50 per gun, $50 move. I'm doing for both.
I could grab $100 for the $50.
I could, and I could have and I can't grab the $100. I can't grab anything for the chelak mos. I'm doing one mice for two things. Which way do you go? That's the mice of Avis Chesed. And this Shaila is an arichis in the achronim leroyv. I'm not doing this justice, but I just want to bring out certain nekudas to take apart the Nesivis and see if we could. There's a Nachal Yitzchak. The Nachal Yitzchak over here wants to be Metzadeid to sort of save the Nesivis, whatever, to back the Nesivis. Shtikl mitam acher. And I just give a little backdrop. He wants to go into the sugya of Ribi Shurin. We have a concept that you have a Ribi Shurin. If I'm cooking, let's say on Yontif, and I have a right to cook on Yontif, so if there are more pieces of meat in the pot, I only need 3 for my Sudan. There's 5 in the pot. Could I turn on the fire? So it's Ribi Shurin. Hayyos, I'm allowed to turn on the fire and be Mavashal the 3 pieces. I'm allowed to be Mavashal already all 5 pieces. Now, it's not for now. There are other limitations. I'm not allowed to do any more Tircha. It has to be one Maisa. It's not for now, but in the Lumbis, I'm allowed to do Ribi Shurim is Mata. We find Lamashal the Ran has a case that there was a deer inside the house on Shabbos, and I would like to shut the door of the house. I want them to shut the door to save all the stuff, my possessions in the house. I want to do a Maisa Shmir on my house. Like we all go in and shut doors in the houses. But while I'm doing that, I'm also going to be Tzad the Tzvi. And you're not allowed to do a Nisat Eid on Shabbos. I'm allowed to shut the door. So the Rashba holds its Mutter, and the Ran argues with the Rashba, and he says, no, it's definitely Asa, because you're being Mechavin to shut the door to capture the Tzvi as well. So even though you're doing a Maisa, which is a Kavana, is a Dava HaMutter, but since you're having a Kavana, a Dava HaAsa as well, to capture the Tzvi, that's a Maisa Tzeda, so Memela the Ran asks it. I'm not sure how we paskin. All right, whatever. Not sure. Anyway, Bekitza, so he says now, how? So, Bezai Zakta, Dr. Nachal Yitzchak. So, what's the chilek between the case of Ribi Shurin that the Ran holds that is Mutter, and the case by Bishul on Yontif, and over here when you're shutting the door that the Ran holds it's also? Well, we all say it's like Ribi Shurin. I'm shutting the door, and this shutting the door accomplishes many things. It's Shmira on the Chvezim and Tzad Tzvi. Zakta a chilek like this. This is the Hagdari. His Hagdari is that when I'm shutting the door by a house, I'm really doing two distinct things. I'm doing a Shmira Mechvezim, and I'm also being Maiset Seida. So you don't have the svar of whole Vishtu Vishtu like there's a Ribi Shurim. Since it's Mutter, for one thing, it's Mutter, because what's Mutter to do, it's not Mutter to do any Tzeda. When I shut the door, the reason why the Chelik of the shutting the door is Mutter is not because of Tzeda, it's because I'm just being Shema Mechvetzim. So we don't say Ribi Shurim because you're allowed to do something to Shema Yechvetzim, therefore you're also allowed to what? To Tzod. It's two distinct things, even though it's one Maisa shutting the door, that's awesome. But by cooking, this Bishul that I'm doing on meat, the Bishul that I'm doing on meat, since that Bishul is Hov Ishtari, it's Mutter to do L'Tzeichon. So Memela, that Bishul is also Mutter, even L'Tzarek, which is not L'Tzarek, even for the pieces of meat that are not L'Tzarek, that's Ribi Shurim. That's his Chilek. If I'm doing the same thing, and the Chilek of the exact same thing is Mutter, then I'm allowed to be Marbe Shurim.
So, right.
1 second. Memela, they said, Akrena talks about it. Memela, Zakta Nachal Yitzchak, by Pekodin, it's the same thing. When I'm chapping the Pekodin, I'm doing one Maisa with one Tafkid. Pekodin. I'm doing one Maisa. So, Hove Ishtari, that I'm allowed to chap this Pekodin for this Mashkin for my Chelek HaPekodin. So, too, I'm allowed to chap this Mashkin for my Chelek HaMuva, because I'm doing one chapping of a Mashkin. One thing. It's just like cooking. It's the exact same thing. So, Hove Ishtari, Ishtari. The male, that's how he's mitzadeh to save the Nesivis. As a new Svara, as Ribi Shurim. Ladaiti, I think it's a blitz chiddish. because I gotta like his chilek between Seidah and Bisho, but if you ask me, I would think that Mashkin is more like Seidah than Bisho. And it's Pasha, I think it's a Pasha Svara. And that is, to say Ribu Yishur, Hov Ishtar Yishri, you first have to do something that would have been Asa, but there's a Heta. And then we'll run with that heta and we'll apply it to even stuff that really shouldn't have that heta. Bishul on Yontif. Bishul is really also. And you're now be mevashal. Chazal, the Torah gave a special heta. They allowed to be mevashal at Tzarech HaEchol Nefesh on Yontif. That's when Bishul is also. But Tzarech HaEchol Nefesh for Yontif is muta. Once the Torah said that this L'Tzarech HaEchol Nefesh is muta, hold the ishtri, then it's ishtri, even if it's not L'Tzarech HaEchol Nefesh, in that same Maisa, which has a chelik L'Tzarech, then it's muta even Shaloi L'Tzarech. But by Pekodin, by my chelik of Pekodin, the reason why I'm allowed a chapa mashkin was never an ishtri in the Torah. I'm always allowed a chapa mashkin for Pekodin. It's never asr. The Torah only asr L'Tzarech HaEchol Nefesh by Hava for the chelik of Muva. The Torah never asr to chapa a mashkin for Pekodin or for Gezel or for Mazik for all the other chivim in the Torah. It was only by Hava. So how does the past whole ishtri issue? It was never a heter on this maisa that will carry the heter even for the chelik of Muva. There's no heter on to chapa mashkin. It was mutter mitchila. There's no ma'isa issa. There is ma'isa issa only if you chap when you're taking against a loiva a chelak alva. I want to know, Marshall, would the Nachal Yitzchak have said this also? If let's take it an extreme case. Let's say one guy I lent money to, and one guy owes me money for a different reason. He owes me money because he bought something from me, or he was mazik me, or he has a chelak apakadin. So Reuven has my pekodin, and Shimon owes me money, and God, Reuven and Shimon are shutzim in a diamond. Or better yet, there are two diamonds. One belongs to Reuven, one belongs to Shimon, and it's in one envelope. Could I chap the envelope? Because since I'm allowed to chap the envelope against the chelek ha-pekodin of Reuven, so I'm allowed to chap this envelope, mashkin, the chelek ha-milva against Shimon. I don't think, what does one have to do with the other? It's not a pas ribi shirmin. There's no a whole history, because kegin a pekodin, or kegin any other type of chayiv, it's mutter l'chatchila. There's no ishtri, you don't need a special heter. The ma'aseh be'ashehu is a totally muta, so it doesn't pass the svar hovishri. Baruch Hashem, tonight I found that the Tshuva's Rav Pa'olim in the Chelek Dalet Choshev Mishpat Simen Aleph, the end of the Simen, Himamish said, he bavons, he doesn't bring the Nachal Yitzchak obviously, but he says this type of a svar, maybe say hovishri, and he brings a rai that no, Mamish this Chelek, and he brings a rai from the Chidah. He has a couple of rayas that avada is such a chilek. You only say hov ishtri if it's mutter for something, then we'll carry the heta even onward. The Erech Shai over here is mashmal at the same thing. He says it doesn't pass. He doesn't explain well, but look, this is what he means.
on the fisa, the fisa is one action. The ishtri goes on this tfisa.
But it was never ishtri. Even on the tfisa of the mashkin keg and the chelek apakadin, I don't need a heta for it. So it's mutter l'kachila. It's not like I'm doing a maisis, but I have a special circumstance that allows me to do it.
For
Havah,
it is
ishtri. No, Havah is always us. I don't have ishtri at all for Havah. Havah is always us, pekadin is always mutter. No, but Bishul be Yisoid is also. There's a special heta that Torah gives L'Tzarech HaEchol Nefesh. But if I want to be Mevashah on Yantav Lat L'Tzarech HaEchol Nefesh, it's better also. The Maisa Bishul Ba'asher who is really also. The Torah gave me a heta in a certain circumstance, in a certain oifen. I do it in that oifen, then hove the ishtri in that oifen, then it's ishtri even if I carry on, even Shaloi L'Tzarech. But against a Nifkad, against a Shem, against all the other Chiyuvim, the Torah never asked it taking a Mashkan. It was mutter from day one. It's not like it was a special circumstance, a special...
There is, but
the Torah gave me...
The Torah regulates Tfisa.
Right, and it says this is always mutter and this is always us. I don't...
This is more than one action. This Tfisa is not the mutter part of that.
I guess Nachman Yitzchak may have held like that, but I don't...
Tfisa in general is us.
Why? A mashkin? You're allowed to take a tefisa for a mashkin, isn't it?
I'm not allowed to take a tefisa.
Sorry.
I have a pekodin, I'm allowed to be tefisa.
Right. But that's right, so I'm allowed to take, if you owe me money, I'm allowed to take a mashkin.
Again, can I take somebody's items that's not a pekodin?
Can I take somebody's item?
Somebody's item and take it.
If he doesn't owe you money, no, you're a ganef. No, tefisa is us is for gneva. If he owes me money, I'm not a ganef, so it's mutta.
It's not you taking your
and I'm allowed to do that.
It's a
no, but it's not a het in the parish of Loisavoy. but not in a partial leisav. Even in general. So I guess it's something else that's in the hilchus gzeilim. Not in hilchus leisav. How vishvin that the Torah allowed leisav in a certain oifen. The Torah for mashkin. The Torah for mashkin against a pekodin. The Torah never asked it in the first place. I don't need a special letter. I saw another beautiful chilek. There's a chilek from the Meluyei Hamishpat, the Chomchovsky, on the Nesivis. He, in his Meluim, he has a beautiful chilek, and he says, the only pas hov ishtri, this Rebbe Shurin is, if you could say, others say the same thing, but he says it for here, is, if on every single piece of meat in the pot, I could say, that's the piece of meat that I could eat. So I don't need five pieces of meat, I only need three. But which piece of meat is you going to ask of me? That one? The fourth one? No, maybe that's the first one. Maybe that's the one I'm going to eat. The other three I'm not going to eat. I don't know which one I'm going to eat. So ba'atam, on every single bishul, on every single piece of meat, I have beside the heta of l'tzeich echon nefesh, in totality I don't, hov ishtri ishtri. Over here by the mashkin, on the chelik that I'm taking for the milva, I don't have a heta at all. I'm never allowed to take that. So you can't say, well, I'm allowed to take keneg in the milva because hov ishtri in the begadim. But on the chelik I'm milva, I'm taking keg in the milva, that avad is going to be us. I don't have this het of hov ishtri ishtri.
Which is it? I don't care. It has to be five.
That one?
Well,
I took $100 pekodin against $50 worth of milva and $50 worth of pekodin. So on I can never, for the chelik milva, I would never be allowed to take that extra $50.
So which part of the pekodin you're taking now, it goes in the hava?
You make, I'll say that all 100, I don't know which one is for the Bekadin. Yeah, but... But right now when I'm chapping the Bekadin, the mashkin for both.
Which part is it now? It can be either one.
It can be either one, but I'm not going to give back any part of the mashkin until he pays me the whole $100. But I'm taking the...
Now is on the
tefisa
itself.
But on this tefisa, I'm chapping.
What part is the havah? I
got to think about it. I'll just throw out that many achrenim discuss this shayla. You know what? I'll tell you one more chilek. There's a chilek of the Tabas HaChoshen. Tabas HaChoshen is mechadish that you see in the Gemara. You see in the Gemara that when you chap in Bav Metzia, when you chap a beged, we say that the first three tefachim, whatever you're chapping, we say it's command of pasek dami. It's as if the item is cut up. So I'm real. When I chap part of the beged, I'm holding on to the sleeve, so it's like a sleeve detached from the item, from the rest of the suit. So he says, the rest of the jacket. So he says like this, whenever you're going to chap a mashkin, let's say you chap a watch worth $100. He said, when you chap that watch, hayos $50 of that watch, you're chapping for the move, and $50 for the watch, you're chapping for the pekodin. Connected the chelek ha-pekodin, all you need is $50. So the first $50 of the watch you're chapping is command the pasuk dummy from the rest of the watch, or the first $50 of the beggar that you're chapping is command the pasuk from the rest of the beggar. And kum tois is as if you're really making two tefises. I'm chapping the right sleeve and the left sleeve, the right sleeve for the halva and the left sleeve for the bekodin. So mele, you're doing two separate tefises. So how does it pass the whole svara of the nesivis or a whole ishtri? It doesn't pass. I'm really doing two tefises in one, because half the beggar that I need for the bekodin, it's command of pasuk dami. So the other half that I'm doing keneged alva is an extra tefisa, an extra mashkin. I'm now let it take. So it should be awesome.
Where do you get that? You split it up that way. I'm holding a beggar, so whatever I'm holding is split.
Right.
I'm saying because I...
So when I grab the beggar, if I need 50 for the pekodin, so it's command the pasuk dami. It's as if I'm taking two pekodin. I'm just saying that's a tabas question. So I grabbed the din on the scene, the pasuk question, for a different reason, and that is that... Maybe that's what you also tapping on the other side, is that I'm not chapping $50 for the bekodin and $50 for the halva. I'm chapping the whole $100 worth of the mashkin for the bekodin. I have a right to overchap a mashkin. I can take a $100 mashkin, can I get a $50 bekodin? So even that extra $50, I chapped also for the begotten. So it's not commander positive. I'm chapping all $100 for the begotten. Just grab them and being mechadin as well, that it should cover and be a security for my halva as well. But I'm chapping all $100 for the begotten. So mitzvah. So chayis not a tushtal to what he wants. All right, lemaisa, I'll just leave you. There's a ulama mishpat here in Sif Yud Beis. The Chuvs Apollim I mentioned already. There's a Choshen Aaron over here. There's a Evan Yisrael from Dain Fisher. He backs up in the Sivis. He argues with the rayas of the Avos Chesed. That's in Chelech Ches Simen Tzadi Dalid. Like I said, there's also Chuvis Beis Yitzhak. There's many. It goes on and on. This is a whole sugya being across Shas. These type of things. Mechavan ladava muta ladava also. A guy's cooking. What was it? One Paisik had a real tani. It was his mashal. I'm cooking a pot, and in the pot is rice with basa b'chalav. So I'm being mechavan for the rice and the basa b'chalav. So it should be mechavan ladava muta ladava also. That should make him muta. Shemu shemaim. We never heard of such a thing. I've added to us. Being mevashel basa b'chalav. So any time being mechavan ladava also, that chelik doesn't give you a patur on your ma'isa, and avad is going to be also. He was backing the avos chesed. There's ma'iminim and masmilim on the shayla. All right. Right.
So in this issue here, there's a
psik
ratio. It covers the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a psik. Yeah, but even on the okay, you can be mechalek. Even on the psik reisha by Bram, even on that, even on the chelak of pekodin, the chelak of mashkin that I'm taking for the avah, I'm also taking for a dava muta. There's no at no point in time am I doing something also without a dava muta. A dava which a psik reisha, like I schlep a bench and I'm also making a charetz or whatever it is. So for the charetz by that's kulay also. Right, my kavan is for something else, but the mice of the charitz is a that titzah is a something which is kulay also without any hetter shabbat. Here, the mashkin is in every chelik of this mashkin. I'm doing the davar mut as well. Right. Okay. Fine.
The case of the deer also.
Fine. All right, Rabbi Isai, like I said, it's a long parsha. It's not for now. I just thought bring it out. But the halakha l'maisa, like I said, it's a major makhluk zakhrenim if you're allowed to pull this off. One more point that the Nesivis...
You say at the end it's l'maisa?
Well, he says that l'maisa could be on the second part. V'chei nira, look at the like four lines from the bottom. V'chei nira, he has a new hamtzah. The ba'akov is hachanus. When a person owes you money because he purchased something from you, and he says, maybe you can be mechalek. Rak mishum chayim is a nenin case of zela ma'isa. So halacha v'loy lema'isa the nezivis is being mitzadeid that you're allowed to chap a mashkin against someone who owes you money because he purchased something. If you sold him something on credit, provided you were not zok for nolav b'mova, means you didn't give a due date or you didn't make an accounting and tally up the entire bill or the money that he owes you, that's a whole mitzvah, you're zok for nolav b'mova. But as long as you keep it out of the realm of milva, he just owes you atzok avos chanus. Nasiva says halacha v'loy lema'isa that it's mutter to take a mashkin. Now, it's a mufush halach in Sifya Dala, which Mitzrim will see later on, that it says lehedya, that this is only for an Arev. Sorry, it's only for a loivin, not for an Arev, not for schiz batam, not for schiz medatam, not for schiz behema, not for mazik, not for gzela. Anything other than halva, it's mota. I don't see if it doesn't quote Sifya Dala, and it seems that somehow hakafis kanusi had a tzad that should be even worse. More chomer than all those, and even that he's saying is mutter. That needs a beer. Why? But there's an Imre Bina at the end of Chelek Aleph, and Imre Bina is this Truvis, and Simin Gimel, Oizvav, and the Meshach Chachma over here in Pasha Kiseitze, the Meshach Chachma that's Perchav Dalav Pasach Yod, they both are Masik on the Nesivis. Why does he say Halacha V'loy Lamaisa? It's a Mufush, it's Sifri. The Sifri says of this Pasha that you're not allowed, not only aren't you allowed to take a mashkin against the choiv, you also now have to take a mashkin l'saval beisa, even if it's against schiris and hakafis chanos. Now, we have a fusha gemara that says schiris is muta. So the yireim, and they bring down the yireim in reish ayin gimel or kuflam mebeis, depending on your yireim. The yireim says, and it's not just yireim. Many mefarshim in the sifri say that the sifri is talking about when you were zakvan olav b'mova. But one thing is that the Sifri equates the din of schiris to the case of zakvan olav to the case of hakafis chanos, and the way the Rishonim tied up the Sifri is talking about zakvan olav b'milva. That's when it's also. But had you not been zakvan olav b'milva, then it's mutter to take a mashkin side from schiris, side from hakafis chanos. So why the Nesiva says only halakha v'lola ma'isa l'chayim to mafush Sifri according to the pirush of the Rishonim that it's mutter avada, it's mutter to take a mashkin even against hakafis chanos, and it's also Derech Lechem, that's a Marikash, on Sif Yedalad, later on, he quotes a Chuvus Radvaz, which we don't have, I mean, I don't have it. I saw in the new Shulchan Aruch, they say it's a Chuvus Radvaz Ksav Yad. I'm not sure what Sefer that they're from, because I have one Ksav Yad as well, Chelek Shemini, and it's also not there. So I'm not, they must have another Radvaz Ksav Yad, that over there he says Mufurish, that it is the same exact dinum as Shemitah, Simon Samach Zayin, and in Echanami, yes, Mufurish HaKofes Kanos, he allowed to take a Mashkin against HaKofes Kanos. So bottom line is, Rabbi Zalok Limaisa is yes, you're allowed to have a mashkin even against HaKofes Kanos. The only time you're not is against somebody who borrowed money from you. Okay, Adkan, I think it's time to go weiter. I want to hop around the second half of the sif, and that is, now we're going to discuss what items are you allowed to take. The Mechaber says, "Vafilu bechutz." It's a few lines from the top. Vafilu bechutz, lo yimashkenenu sheloy b'shas ava dava she'oisim by eichel nefesh. Even a shliach bezdin, and it's bechutz. So shliach bezdin has a right to chap a mashkin bechutz, but he's only allowed to chap some things. But he's not allowed to chap anything that's oisim by eichel nefesh. And the Mechaber in the later seifim, I'm yet Shema, can explain exactly what's considered eichel nefesh or not. It might have a larger hagdar than we think. But it's dafka, dvam sho'isim b'yichon nefesh is asa. What's an example? K'gmoy rechaim v'rechev shol yad, shem metaltalim. If you have these sifters that are used to make food or help in the food process, that is considered metaltalim sho'ichon nefesh, and that's going to be a problem to chap, even a shliak bezim b'chutz. And that's a new law in the Torah. Lo'sachbo, it's not lo'sachbo b'yisoy, it's lo'sachbo, you know, let it chap. Something rechaim v'rechev, and it's not limited just to rechaim v'rechev. It's limited. It's anything which is oisim ba'eichon nefesh. There's a new law in the Torah of leisachba. If you look in the Sma Siv Katan Yud, the Sma in the middle and halfway through, it says v'dafka. When is this isa? V'dafka shaloi b'shas havasa hu da'asa. The odds memashkin la'haloi v'shaloi midaita. You're forcing the loiva to give you this mashkin. That's when you have this new isa in the Torah. Ava mitchila, at the time you advanced alone. Mevi haloi v'kli eichon nefesh shaloi umevakish mi'amalva sheyavenu alav. If that's the terms, the arrangement of the loan is that you're going to take his eichon nefesh as a mashkin, that his klei eichon nefesh as a mashkin, that's muta, have a lei kilu machrin loy ledaitoy or muta. That's how we paskin. There's a shitas Raman which says, not like that. The way we paskin is that if the loyve gives it to you midaitoy b'shas tahava, it's muta to take. The only time it's also to take is shaloy b'shas tahava. And that's what the Mechaber says. Loy yemashkenenu shaloy b'shas tahava.
Isn't just the mashkin's mutter at that time.
It's mushin because it's like, just like he's allowed to sell his klei eichon nefesh, so he's allowed to borrow against the klei eichon nefesh. The Torah with zikha never have asked that, just like he's allowed to sell. It's only leisachba when you're taking it, shaloi b'shas tavo, you're taking about korkoi, that's when you have a problem. Okay, let's continue in the Mechaber. Avabate rechaim shomayim, but bate rechaim shomayim, which means they're built in. You have a rechaim, which is built in, the water. Watermills, excellent. Hareim kekarka, they are like karka. V'loy shayech be mashkin, there's no din mashkin on karka. Elu guvaina kisharka kois, karka, you can never take a mashkin. The dinum of mashkin were never set to metaltalin, never set to karka, only to metaltalin. So these mills that are attached to the ground, they have a din like karka. So you only could take it for guvaina, and you can't take it for a mashkin. There's no din mashkin on it. Shein bezim a mashkin.
You can't take a real estate as a mashkin.
It doesn't pass. There's no taking. You could take it as a gvi if you want to collect your choyv, but to take it as a toyus mashkin, there's no mashkin on karka.
You're a mortgage.
You took a mortgage, so you mean a lien. That's security, but it's not a toyus mashkin. It's not mashkin. She'ein bezdim a mashkin alika karka le mashkin. Bezdim cannot take karka for a mashkin. They don't. They don't take karka for a mashkin. All right. Now, let's see, I guess, the smasiv cotton yud beis. For gevir, the bezin could force him to sell it for gevir. For mashkin, no. No. Okay, let's see the smasiv cotton yud beis. In the middle of the sma, by the period, he says, v'imhu ba'atzmoy soigo harechayim lamashkinoy. If he'll close the door of the mill, and that will be his mashkin, he'll lock the guy out, he'll force him. You know, I'll turn up the fire. He'll zikha pay me. What I'll do is I'll bolt his mill. He won't be able to use his mill. He'll lock him out. So if I lock the guy out, he'll for sure pay me. To do that, you will not be over the lav of lesavel beisoy. She'ein zeh bechlal ovid. It's not metaltalin. It's karka. The only time you're chayiv is if you're chapping a mashkin. A karka is never a mashkin, so you're not going to be over this issa, and you're not going to be over this of klei echel nefesh for the same reason, because you're not taking a mashkin. Oh, we're going to get to it. About excellent. The gam, not only that, continue to smile. Ainu mechuyiv lagziru b'shas malacha, with the halacha that when you chap klei eichel nefesh, whether you had the right to do it, you didn't have a right to do it, but once you have a din mashkin on it, you have to return the mashkin to the loiva whenever the loiva needs it. That's one of your chiyuv and pashutash, you have to return it when he needs it. But hayoyz, this doesn't have a din mashkin to it because it's karka, so you're not going to have the chiyuv to return it either. Sorry? Oh. 1 second, Baal, excellent. So now, ad kan divya esma. So when you walk away from the sma, you say, gevaldik, this is a gevaldik patent. What I'll do is I'll lock the guy out of his stuff. We have the maisim b'choyayim. Let's say the guy is renting from you, and he's renting a storefront from you, shleimi, and he's the behind on his payment. So the way to do it, you lock the guy out. You bolt his door. He has a store. He's selling clothing. You bolt his door. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. I'm allowed to do it. And not only that, if the guy owes me rent, so he's owing it to me, not machmas halva, it's machmas chiris, so bechlal, I don't have a problem of taking a guy's mashkin. I won't have this problem. It should be a fine etzen. Here, anyway, I'm not chapping his metaltalin. I'm only locking him out of his store that he can't do business. So it should be a gevaldik etzen over here. What the sma feels to do, and I don't know why, is he feels to bring the end. This coming from a sefer chumus b'shem chumus Ramban. Ramban is in Simen Tazayin, and the sefer chumus in Simen Aleph Chelek Hay, and it's also in the Muki Yosef and Bob Matzia Kuf Tazvav and Aleph, and they all messiah that very nice. It's not a mashkin. And Bezin won't do it, but you should know what you just did. You're a mazik and a gazlin, because you have no, if you can't take a mashkin and you're not taking a b'teris mashkin, because it's not a mashkin, it's karaka, and there's no din to take a mashkin or karaka, so all you're doing is locking that guy out. You're preventing him from doing business, shalai kadin. You're preventing him from him using his items that he has the ability to make money. Harei heim, harei hu b'chlal ha-gazlonim v'chayiv midin mazik. Sorry?
There are just 2 ways
it will come if you. Yeah, okay, that's. One thing is, it's also to do. He has a hashali, you want to know it's Shevis and the Matalt and the Mum. So you want to know what to get him, and maybe it's only a grumma. But the bottom line, it's also to you. Harei Machala, Gazlonim, Vamazigim, you're not allowed to do this. And the Bach over here, passing that Lehedya, brings down the end. I don't know why this Ma didn't, but Alochel Maisa, to do this without having a Hilchas Mashkin on it, is Vada Yosak. Harei Machala, Gazlonim, Vamazigim. Now, God, when you talk about lamaisa, practical, and most business commercial leases say that there's a lockout clause that if the guy's default on a thing, you're allowed to take over the repossess the premises. So it's halak lamaisa v'loy lamaisa, because lamaisa we have contracts. But in the world without a contract to lock the guy out of his store, even if you don't have a teretz mashkin on it, I've had it's going to be awesome because I faket harim b'chlal
lamazikim v'gazlonim. Let me give you a maisa that I did. It was a case where I got the socks in on, you know, the court that he owed money.
Go
on. And I was able to go through somebody and lock his bank account. That was that permissible.
Locking his bank account, you're freezing his assets.
You have a sock from the Goyishan court.
Right.
You couldn't go lock their bank.
Freeze his assets. That's yeah.
Then you go to the bank. You show them.
Right,
the,
good.
The, so, and,
but,
that's the same.
But why won't they give you the money? Be goyve. What do you have to freeze it for?
No. First you lock it, then you can pull it out.
Oh. So you're doing it all for the teretz gevir. Okay, first of all, anyway, money was not brown. Money is not in mashkin. Oh, you mean for this issa, this new issa of mazik? Yeah. Look, here you won't have the problem because there you're doing a teretz gevir. You're trying to get the money here. You gain nothing by shouting. You're just trying to put the pressure on them to pay you somewhere else. But you're not, when you're repossessing, so to speak, you're not getting his property, you're not taking his items as repayment. You're doing it just to put the pressure on him that he, sometimes you're doing it actually because you don't want such a tenant and you want to cut your losses short and mamish throw him out so that he won't owe you tomorrow's rent out to somebody else. We could discuss case by case, but at least in this case, the case that the mechaber brings down is going to be also, you're right, it's not a mashkin, you don't have a chiv chazara, but it's also alts mazik.
But if he didn't pay you over here, so
trying
to say,
it's
not right to be here.
Okay, and Hanami, we could talk about the fourth. Okay, good. And Hanami locking his second store, locking his items, so he has no right to be there. So release his items. He wants his items, and he'll go somewhere else.
I'm possessing.
Okay. But if you don't, if you don't even let him take his oven, I had a ma'isa that a yeshiva had a chas in the hall, and the caterer owed him money, and what he wanted to do is lock the kitchen with all his clay, all his ovens and everything, and all his utensils in there, and now he won't be able to cater a simcha, even a different catering hall, even a private cater, because all his items are locked in this guy's kitchen. So that's not just throwing him out of the premises. You're stopping him from using his items without a mashkin. Fine, so then it's mamish or mazik. All right.
A person wouldn't be allowed to take two people, hire them in front of the place to make sure they don't come in.
Why?
Because it
says,
that's not called a mazik.
Why is mazik? You're not letting him use it.
Anyone coming in, though, we don't, you know.
What, other people coming in? Or this guy coming in?
To his store to do business.
Oh, I don't know. That might be also God that the Tevet Jumin doesn't say. The Tevet Jumin says you lock him out or you prevent him from entering the premises. I don't know. Now you're talking about entering the customers. That's like picketing the line. I don't know if he has an ish. All right. We're not getting into it right now. Fine. Hareim Kekak. Now the Nesivis, it's really coming from the Tumim. If you look in the Nesivis in Sivkon, hey, Hareim Kekarka. This is coming from the Tumim. It says in the small Nesivis, in the Chedushim, it says, "Olamanda Mila'el, Talish Olabaseiv Chibroi Dinoi Kmotaltalin." So who cares that the Rechaim are fastened and attached to the ground? Why does the Mechabesei has a dinah karka and it's not a mashkin? What do you mean? Talish Olabaseiv Chibroi is really metaltalin. I mean, like that shita. So then, Abizai doing this would be a problem. Doing this would be taking a mashkin on metaltalin, and if it's kleya chonefesh, it'll be over the isav leisachboil. Dr. Tumim, tzachloim abizai tamecher. There's a different reason why it's not a mashkin here. Da'ain leichim, you're not physically taking the item. You're not lifting the item, schlepping on, making kinnin on the item. Raksegrim adelis labau yucha litchin boy. You're just locking him out of his own mill. So you're never actually doing a ma'isa kinnin on the chfeitzim. V'zeinu b'klal lo yachbo d'chavalahu sh'neitlim. Only if you take it. So Kozman, you didn't take it, you're not going to be oivo leisachboil. So mechaber gadol holds it's harem kekarka. Going on that sheet, the Torah says chibru is karka. But even if your Torah says chibru is metaltalin, even then you're not going to have an issa here, because right, I never took it, but there is mine. I never did a mice and a teal on it. All right. Ella, what is it? It's only gevayne kishaka koy shem beazim mamashkin lika karkel mamashkin. But like I said before, if the guy wants to give it to you b'shas talva, the smash says it's fine, and the nesivis and sifkot and dalid, the small one, says who adin la'achakach. Even if he wants to give it to you after talva, but he willingly gives it to you kosher noisin la'aloy v'amashkin l'rtzoynay afilu kli eichol nefesh is muta. Fine. Continues the mechaber umikol makim imamalva atzmoi niknas abeis harachayim. The malva doesn't shut the door. He actually goes into the mill. V'nata rachayim el yoyna oyabazel v'haseiviv v'agagalim. He rips out the mill. He rips out the grind, the thing, the mechanism that grinds, that is the ikka of the mill. So it used to be fastened, but he rips it up. He rips it out. Kvarnasim metaltalin. Once he rips it and he detaches it from the karka, now it turned into metaltalin. So now he's taking a mashkin on metaltalin. He'll have a kinyan in that metaltalin. V'yeshlem din kli yechol nefesh, and has a din kli yechol nefesh because it's rechayim. U'machzir ha'ison, and now he has a chiv to give it back b'shas malacha, like all metaltalin that you have b'toris mashkin, that you have to give it back, return it b'toris when he needs a bishas malacha. Till if it was a karkas time and you shut the door, so it's not a mashkin. But once you detach it, and now it's metaltalin, now... Oh, excellent. So let's see. Look at this massive cotton yud gimel. Mikom makim ma malvo, he does it, then it turns into metaltalin. Kein ulosh natur gam kein. And seems to say it's even mutter to do. Doesn't stop him from doing it. A different lashon, ova v'nichnis. He uses a lashon ova as if the guy implies that the guy did something wrong. The isa yesh b'dava lechatchila lasis kein. The malva had no right to do this lechatchila. Av bahani de mechubarim. Even those that were mechubarim and they have a din karka, he had no right to do it. Now, why not? I am Prisha. You look in the Prisha. The Prisha says that even though they don't have a din kliyachu nefesh because they're karka, and you're not going to be over the lav. But it's still us to do lechatchila for a different reason. Ad shebezin yashimu haloi b'choyve kesharka koyis. Since it's karka, you're not allowed to take karka without a shumas bezdin. So memeilo, you shouldn't have done this lechatchila without a shumas bezdin. A zaitika problem. Mashkin, fine. Leisakbo, fine. Leisavel Beso, fine. The problem is that you took it without a Shumas Bezdin. And Mamish don't understand the preacher. I didn't see anyone is in the preacher, but Mamish can't understand it. The issa to take something without a Shumas Bezdin, when you're taking Bateris Gvia. Had I taken this Bateris Gvia, had I wanted to take this Karka Bateris Gvia, you're right, I shouldn't have taken without a Shuma. And if I would have done a Bateris Gvia, then maybe I won't have this Chiv to give it back B'Shas Malach. I'm being Goivit. If I run to take it and run to Bezdin and do a shum on it, it would be mut. I don't have to give it back. I do a gviya. I don't know what he wants. Here I'm taking Bateris Mashkin. Bateris Mashkin, I don't need Shumas Bezdin. I'm taking Mashkin to have security against my choif. I don't need a Shumas Bezdin. And if he doesn't have any, they'll have him. And he only has this new problem of taking Shuma. So big deal. So I'm allowed to take it without a Shuma. I'm taking a Mashkin. It's not a problem. But I don't know. I have a bigger problem with the pre-show is that if you look in the Makar HaDvarim, you'll see that this is awesome midaraisa to do. If I chap this mashkin, I detach it from the floor, and now it's klei eichu nefesh, I was over chulila, I was just over that lav of leis achbol. I took now klei eichu nefesh. It's ice kli? Why is ice kli?
Destroyed it.
I know, so I could refasten it. I don't know. I don't know. It's a item that he needs for Eichel Nefesh.
Taking the safety catch out of the mixer. Is that also for Eichel Nefesh?
I don't know. I don't know. That's not it's right. He's sorry. It sounds like because when I took it, I was dealing with karak. I don't know who wants. The second I picked it up, I have the kinyan mashkin on it, and avada was an evenissa. And if you look in the makar, look in the chumas and ramban simita zayin, and the sefer chumas over there in aleph chelik hay, they say lehedya that when a person takes it, this maisa of avenichnis, if he takes it, he's over the issa of leisakbel of klei eichel nefesh. And if the taz in the beginning of the sim, it's really going on nisif. The taz says it lehedya as well. The taz says. Right when you take it and you detach it, you can be over Esav Eichel Nefesh, and the box says it led as well. The guy who does it is going to be over the love of Leis Achboy. No, that's when you have to give it back. You're now allowed to take klei eichel nefesh at all. When you do take kalim, then you have a chiv to give it back b'shas malacha. But you're not allowed to take it at all. You never let her take klei eichel nefesh. A shliach bezin also is never let her take a mashkin klei eichel nefesh. Shloim b'shas malacha. The diyukim lakana lakana. Pashas even shloim b'shas malacha. But at least min astam, the guy who did that, it was being over. We're talking about let's even b'shas malacha. When the guy who did that is being over the lav, leis achbol, he detached it. He now has a kinyan mashkin in it. Havadi is going to be over the lav of leis achbol. It's a pella. What he wants, and I'll bring you even a bigger raya. Oh, we're going to get to it in a second. I'll bring you even a bigger raya. We brought down from the nesivis and the tumim that it's a machloikis if Talmud Rabbeinu Chibro is karka or not. And the Mechaba over here was chapping on that side, that's karka. But if you hold it's metaltolin, so the only reason why you weren't over is because you shut the door and you didn't take it. But avad, if I'll go now, pick it up and take it, avad, they're going to be over the regular lavin, for sure. There was like that bishleim. I don't know. It's my head that it started as karka. So then the lavim of mashkin aren't chal. I don't know why not. But like the other rishonim, who told the pesach chibro was always metaltolin. They never started as karka. It was never karka. It was always metaltolin. So avada, once I pick it up, avada can be even alive. And that's why if you look at the nesivis over there and the tumim, they fear eyes. Ulakach beemisim toshon v'notlan. You're going to be chayv. Avada can be over. Right when you pick it up, avada you're going to be over. It was always metaltolin. So avada being leisachba.
Only the metal part or the top of it is not ochel nefesh. That's useless. It's just a piece of metal.
That's what it's talking about.
Says the chayim merechev.
Right.
It says by metalton the chayim and merechev. He takes both the chayim and the merechev. That's what's awesome. Because that's
ochel
nefesh, that's
mamash
a whole mill. But just a piece of metal, it's not
ochel. Okay, we could discuss that. But that's what Ramban says. If you take just the rechaim ha'oyoyna, you're only taking the top half of the rechaim, you're going to be over the lava, leisachbot. That's what the Ramban said. That's what Ramban, Sefer Trumis, Taz, Bach, they all say, Avadi going to be over the leisachbot. And I want to go even weiter. I hold that you're over the lava, leisachbot as well. I didn't see anyone who says this. I looked. I didn't find yet anyone who says I'm still looking, believe that, though. But push it. The second you detach it, it turned into Madalton. If it turned into Madalton, you have Kinyon and Mashkin. Avad, you can be over the love of Leisavay as well. Not just the love of Leisachboy. You can be over the lava leisava like every mashkin that you take. This malva who entered this house had no right to do it. He kept the mashkin. Avad is going to be over.
Avad. He's the guy before you get to all your dinner.
No, he owes me money. He owes the malva money. He owes the malva money.
If the guy takes karka, he somehow or other takes the karka.
No, he didn't take the karka. He stopped the guy from benefiting. So he got nothing from it. But so forget. So I value added the light fixture. I want that light fixture. I'll unscrew it, walk away with the light fixture. So once. No, I'm taking it as a mashkin.
No, if it's considered karka.
But and once. Once this mukhab, I didn't do anything to it. I unscrewed it, and then once I removed it, then I lifted it, so to speak, and I made my kinyan mashkin in it. It's already metalton. I'll be over. Let's have el beisa. I think it's parched. I, the Ramban, and the Sefer Trumis.
Because you need another maisa. When you came in, there was the first
metalton. But when I detached it, now I walked out with it. So now it's metalton. So now I. Now. What? Kozman was Kozman had a din karka to it. I don't have a kinyan mashkin on it. I only get my kinyan mashkin once it detached. Or once it detached, it's madalton. So now I have a kinyan on it. Why am I savoy? I walked into the house. But when I walk into the house, let's say I walk into the house because I'm eating a Shabbos Suda there, and then all of a sudden, you know, I see this nice silverware, I want to walk out with it. Avada, right when I took the mashkin, I'm taking a mashkin, shleika din. So I'm taking the mashkin, shleika din. Avada should be able to solve it. Either Ramban. One thing, either Ramban and Sefer Chumis Firzoi said, you're over Leisakbo, Lechay should be over Leisavai as well. Why are they hopping on Leisakbo? So I think. They're trying to tell you a chiddush because they fear eyes that Yehovah leisakva kleyocha nefesh, even though the keli was used for a dover hamuchuba. There was a havamina they had, I'm not sure why, that kleyocha nefesh doesn't pass if the function of the keli is for a dover hamuchuba. And they bring a raya that you see a machresha, a rake, a plow. You also over there is a kleyocha nefesh, even though it's only the tzarech dover hamuchuba. So this rechaim, which is mechuba, even though its function is only for a dava hamachuba, he's still going to be over the lav of leisakva kleyachon nefesh. But the fact that you have a leisava basic, I think it's partial of any of leisava basic, because right now you're chapping on. That's one eitz I have. Another eitz is a chiddush. Is that the Sefer Trumas Lashitasa holds that Lasava base is only when you go into the house. But if you chap from him outside the house, you're not over the rights of Lasava base. We don't pass him like that. But he goes to Shitasa Taisis. That outside is only Nisadirabonin. Because Lasava base means Beisei Mamish. And I already discussed last time that if you hold Beisei Mamish, many Achrenim Klera Bezoi, then you need Beisei the same base like Mezuzah for Mezuzah. So Dalet or Dalet has to be the living quarters that you live in, the Chulu, not the Refes and the Oitzer and things like that. You're not going to have a Chiv Mezuzah. So if that's the case, if you have a Rechaim that you don't live in the Rechaim, and there's a Rechaim that has that, that's not my bias. So then I won't be over the Lava Lasava or Beisei. If you need the same Dinum as Mezuzah, then could be. That in that case I won't have a din leisavei al beisa because it's not a shame bias, but lididan that we paskin that leisavei al beisa means even outside you don't need a bias at all. Even outside is nichlal leisavei al beisa because we should say or the sifra whatever we said sifri we said last time. But your avad you can be over the lav deraisa. Then avad in this case a guy goes into the mill and he chaps the mill. Avad is going to be over the lav deraisa of leisavei al beisa as well. I just want to be misaim with one more nekuda. A bezoi zechinu ledin that we have. That when a guy did two isurim, he did loisachbal and loisavel beisoy. Still, there's a din that he's if he did it b'diavad of a venichlis, he has a kinyan mashkin, and he only has to give it back or maksa oisam b'shas malacha, and he doesn't have to give it back right away. There's a chokma shleim in sifches who wants to be mechadish that even when you chap a mashkin shalei gedin, or when you take rechaim v'rechav shalei gedin. Madavid Mahani, and you have a kinyan, and you only have to give it back b'shas malacha. But if you were over both these surim at the same time, if it was a malva who did kleyachul nefesh, then he wants to say that avid loy mahani, and you have to give it back right away because you have no kinyan in it. And of bezay in this mechabit that this guy chapped, and he was over both these surim. You see, faket.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.